Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, and it allows you to actually influence some of the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting different show prep suggestions, whether it be a news item or blog post or video or whatever it is you find online that you think is particularly interesting. You submit it to the site. Other listeners then get the chance to vote up or down whether they like or dislike. The most liked within a certain period of time will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So see it and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, last hour the intellectual property discussion continued from last night, and we talked to Alex in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Ding. I'm just kidding. That wasn't condescending.
What's on your mind tonight?
All right. Now, I'm going to be asking you to speculate on something so I can understand if you can't really give me a straight answer. Let's say that you own a company like Coca-Cola, and you have a trade secret, and you do everything in your power to keep it secret, and you've taken all the steps, you know, only the board of directors know how to get the secret, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's say that a hacker finds a compromised system in your network and publishes the trade secret, but he did no damage to any of your computer systems. They all remained online. All he did was log in, get the information, publish it, and log out. Has theft occurred?
I think it's an excellent question. Wayne's the local security expert. What do you think, Wayne?
Well, I think that a company that has some sort of trade secret, sometimes they'll spend quite a bit of money developing it. And if they're not willing to release it to the public and it's a secret, then if somebody breaks into your computer and steals it, I would think that might be theft.
All right. So then wouldn't that mean that the secret is intellectual property?
Well, I think that when you call it intellectual property, if somebody's willing to put something out in public, then it's out in public. But how could you copy somebody legally if you're really going someplace you don't belong? You're breaking into one of their computers to get something that's their private data at this point, because it's not in the public domain.
Right, but keep in mind that you still have the secret. It's still on the computer system. None of the computer systems have been damaged. So physically, nothing has been stolen from you. No damage has occurred.
Well, then you have to define what a secret is. No.
Right. I don't really know the answer either.
Yeah, that's a tough.
And
it's
if it's
a
being
tough
used to damage your competitive position in the marketplace.
Because you're not breaking a lock, you're not breaking any physical property in order to get into the computer server. You are just you're accessing something you might not be authorized to access, or maybe you find a back door that they didn't realize was there, that kind of thing. Some companies hire security experts to try to find holes in their security that they can plug up later on down the line.
Right.
And it seems wrong to do what you're talking about, but on the other hand, is it breaking and entering? Is it stealing? That's a good question.
This is kind of a fringe issue. It's right on the borderline, I guess, borderline issue, in that you found a very good one, I'd say, Alex. I'd say entirely different than me going out and buying a song and then saying that I want to share that song with friends and then, you know, doing it over the internet. I think that's it's obviously an entirely different issue. In one case, I made an effort to lock down my trade secret as best I could. Whereas in another one, you know, I'm somehow obligated by force of law to do security work for some other company. I don't think that's fair.
Well, what if you broke into somebody's house and you went in their bedroom and you opened up their diary and started reading and you found out some intimate secret about them that they never released to the public? It was in their bedroom. You didn't take the diary. You put it back, but now you know. And you leave the house and maybe you spread it around. Is that breaking and entering also?
I think it's clearly breaking and entering at that point.
Yeah. Right. It's not hard to identify what physical breaking and entering is, but is there an actual crime going on when someone logs into an account on a computer that they perhaps shouldn't have known the password to. You know, if let's say a 13-year-old son of the executive, let's change the rules a little bit around here of the scenario. Say the 13-year-old son of an executive at KFC manages to find his dad's username and password to get into the secret kernel recipe server, and he goes in there and he logs in as dad and gets in there and you know, takes the kernel's recipe and just puts it out over the internet. What's the crime that's been committed there? Because dad left the password out on the computer monitor or something like that, right?
Well, he's not an authorized user in the company.
He's not an authorized user in the company, but that does that mean that there's actually been a crime committed?
Well, I think there generally tends to be sort of an assumption that if you don't belong in there, if you're not authorized, officially authorized by the company to be in a computer, that you are breaking into it.
I see where you're coming from. I'm just wondering if it's, you know, is it an actual crime? I mean, is there a damaged party?
There could be, depending on what you do with your information.
You're going to make the claim that their position in the marketplace has been damaged by the publishing of that trade secret. But then, if you look at real property, like physical property, and you consider your neighbor has a school bus parked on their lawn, that damages your property value. So that also hurts your position in the marketplace.
Yeah, but you don't have a right to control what your neighbors are doing unless you have some obligations to them, like deed restrictions and things
I understand.
Like that.
I'm just pointing out a similarity. I think in the marketplace, in a free marketplace, that there might be insurance companies that would handle that sort of thing and make sure.
Yeah, but how do you make restitution? Wait. How do you make restitution to KFC if their kernel's recipe is released publicly? I mean, there's no way that you can figure out, well, we lost this amount of money this year in sales because Hardee's Chicken decided to come on and rip us off and, you know, ape our recipe, and so therefore we speculate that we've lost this much money. You can't do anything more than speculate, in the same way that L. Neil Smith can't do more than speculate about how many people might have signed his version of the document that we were discussing last night and tonight versus the people who went to ShireSociety.com to sign the Shire Society Declaration. You can't do it yet, but it'll be down the line.
I'm just speculating, too. I don't know what the market's going to do.
Also, is it unauthorized?
I'm calling in to get you guys to speculate.
Sure, and I'd love to have the listeners call it to answer your question. But, I mean, taking the scenario again with a 13-year-old son of the executive, daddy left his password unsecured sitting out on the computer monitor, and then son comes along and he reads the information. Does that mean he's unauthorized? He's been given the username and password, and he didn't have to do anything to acquire
it. Not given it. He came across it.
But again, it's like, you know, you want something to be kept safe. It's your responsibility to keep that safe.
To some extent, but I mean, you know, I think there's a middle ground, right? If you leave the keys in your convertible Bentley on Main Street with the top down, running, all right, then, you know, maybe somebody's going to steal it.
You're dope.
If you put the top
also
up.
Also consider that it may not be in your control, because you can certainly be smart about your passwords and not just lay them around or put them on your monitor. I'm considering the scenario in which you have a security vulnerability in a public-facing network service. Your mm-hmm. Microsoft Internet web server, for example.
Sure. And somebody cracks in and get in without any sort of engineering, social engineering, as it is called, where you kind of finagle
right.
passwords from people. You know, get the executive drunk at the bar.
Ahead of time that exploit was there.
Yeah, it's a good question. I thank you for making the call tonight, Alex. Throw it out to the listeners at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Sounds like stealing to me.
It certainly seems wrong. It seems wrong. I just don't know if it's as tangible, right? Because again,
it's not easy. I mean, when you're talking about these theoretical things, like how much money did I lose by my trade secret being stolen? Because the question is, if they really did break in and really did break stuff and stole the trade secret out of a safe deposit box, you
right.
clearly would have a claim.
You clearly
but what's
would.
The claim? How much did I lose because they took my, you know, the secret to Coca-Cola?
It's not verifiable. There's no way to ascertain that.
Get out the
An arbitrator would come up with it.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Have
you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free, including our webcam. You go to cam.freetalklive.com and you can watch and listen to the program. You can go and actually interact as well. So watch, listen, and chat, because our chat room is built into the very same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. It's brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They even have great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. They will offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there. And some of them are up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
All right. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Neil is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Neil.
Hello. Yes. Just referring to that last little thing where you're talking about how easy it is for somebody to break in if they leave the password around or whatever. That's an awful lot like somebody saying, oh, it's okay to rape that girl because she is wearing provocative clothes. It's still rape.
No, I don't think that's anything like saying that. I think that, rape is a clear violent crime against another human being, whereas breaking into a computer system doesn't actually necessarily involve victimizing
No, what I'm saying, though, is that it's the argument that you're making is it's a matter of how easy it is for whoever to take the stuff is a very poor argument.
Well, I think it's an issue of degrees. It's an issue of degrees, right? To some extent, people have made the argument that you're making, and I find it fallacious. However, I did make the argument about, a Bentley being left running with the keys in it, parked on Main Street.
That's still stealing.
Sure, it's stealing.
I didn't say it wasn't stealing.
The expectation is, in real life, that somebody's much more likely to do so, right? If I leave my $1 million in a suitcase on the sidewalk, do I have a reasonable expectation that I'm going to come back in 2 hours and get it?
That's not the point, actually. That's completely off the subject. It was a theft or not. That's the real question.
Well, I'm sorry. I agree with you that it's necessarily theft, because, again, I think that ideas can be copied. I do agree that it's probably breaking in to some extent, but it's not necessarily breaking in that anything is actually physically broken, because it was just a system that was gamed.
That was actually not the reason I called. That was just the using the pragmatic argument or the how hard is it to actually get the stuff was just something I heard while I was on the phone. I'm actually a software engineer, and if you want to talk about patent abuse, there's no place worse than that than in software. When Microsoft applies for a patent for the page animation, when you have an electronic book, it wants the patent, the physical look of a page turning. If you'll pardon the expression, it's patently ridiculous.
Yeah, patents are pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's in software especially because it's completely out of hand, and I have all kinds of problems with that. But let me give you yet another scenario, which, I mean, everybody says, oh, well, if I steal a song, it's not really stealing, and the band can play concerts and sell T-shirts instead. You know, I think that's, again, it's completely off the point. Let me give you one of the most popular albums in the 1970s, the early 1970s, maybe the late 60s, was something called Switched on Bach by Walter, now Wendy, Carlos. He couldn't perform that live because he had a Moog synthesizer. He had exactly one note at a time, one effect that he could do at a time. It took him literally years to put that album together. And if he wanted to make a performance, he'd have to go up there with his own record and play it and say, look, see, this isn't as cool. And not very many people buy T-shirts about Bach synthesizers, quite frankly.
Sure, yeah.
There's no other way he could have made money off of that. But he put all this effort in, but he can, it's okay for me to take it because it's just
if you want to go case by case, I would like to point out that the rap movement of the early 80s was largely based on sampling. So using the intellectual property laws as they exist today would have essentially destroyed all of that same art. So if you want to go case by case, there's arguments to be made on the other side,
right? And besides that, to suggest that the only way that an artist would be able to profit is through sales of albums, maybe that's the case in his one example and in maybe some other people's example. But on the other hand, he could still profit if people desire his product and people recognize him as the creator of that product, because people would understand that if they don't buy the album, that he's not going to make another one. And I think that the people that are online sharing files, most of them understand this. that, I mean, you can even look at hacked software and cracked software. Even the crack groups will put admonitions in their software NFO files saying that, hey, if you like this software and you use it, you should buy it. And I think a lot of the people that that do these things, that trade music over the Internet, understand that if they don't buy the band's product, that they're not going to come back and release a second or third or fourth album.
Right, and I understand that. I just again, that's an argument from pragmatism. That's not a it's not really a moral argument.
Well, how about
argument.
Pragmatism on this? Let's say that I run a karaoke a gig, and I don't pay ASCAP BMI fees because I'm just getting started out. And somehow, some ASCAP BMI rep happens to be in the bar that I'm at that evening.
Or maybe you just don't believe in paying criminal gangs.
Whatever. And I, you know, I got $200 for my evening. Maybe $200 for my evening of doing karaoke in this bar, in this relatively slow bar, in this relatively, small metro. And, then the ASCAP BMI rep, they come after, they sue me for $20,000. Now, let's talk about pragmatism here.
No, I understand and I agree with that particular thing. What I would let you know that I am violently ambivalent about intellectual property. I really, for example, I'm an Austrian economist by inclination. They are against IP, but I'm also an author. I would like to sell my book. I'm a software engineer. I would like my software to be protected.
Your challenge
is to
come up with ways. Your challenge,
way to do it.
Right. Your challenge, Neil, is to come up with ways to sell your book that don't involve aggressing against people via the government system.
I understand. I'm letting you know that. But for example, they made a book, a movie that's my book and it's my name and so on and so forth. You know, that I would definitely have some hard feelings about that. And, it would be very difficult for me to take that lying down, so to speak.
You might be able to argue that if somebody was using your ideas to profit, that you might have a better case in that case. And who knows what private market arbitrators would end up deciding in cases like that. But the one thing that you said that really bugs me is the idea that, you know, this guy that's spending a year to create an album puts in all this time, that he deserves to be rewarded for that effort. And I know that you know that's fallacious, because, well, I can go and put in a bunch of effort on something that's absolute crap, and no one's going to buy it. Even though I put a bunch of effort in, there's no guarantee that I will profit from putting in effort into something.
Well, no, what I was saying is a little bit different than that, because I put in 2 years on my book, and it might be total crap. I don't know yet. My wife likes it, but that's one person. What I'm saying, though, is if it does have value and people are willing to steal it and put it out there and play it on the radio and so on and so forth, it clearly has value.
If it's got that value, then it'll be purchased by the people that are willing to pay for it, and you'll do all right. If you can find 1,000 people these days that are real fans of what you do, you'll be fine. You'll live very well. Thanks for the call. We're coming up.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life.
Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got our Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are listeners of this program, or video. You can show us on video as well. You'll get all the details about what that means at shrine.freetalklive.com.
You're being researched online every day, and it's affecting your life whether you realize it or not. So know and control what the internet says about you. Reputation Defender will continuously monitor everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It will remove your personal information from websites that sell and collect it, protecting your privacy. It will even allow you to stop unwanted mail from reaching your mailbox. Go to myreputation.com to find out more. It's MyReputation.com. Use promo code FREE, F-R-E-E, and get a special discount at MyReputation.com. Control how people perceive you online and get the web working for you at MyReputation.com.
We continue here with your calls and go to, I believe we've got Stefan Gonzilla on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I heard a little bit of the last 20 or 30 minutes and just had a couple comments on the kind of hypothetical about the break-in of the computer system, that kind of issue.
Sure.
You guys are kind of struggling with sort of the right way to handle it, and I've heard this argument before, the argument that the IP advocate tries to argue that the only basis to go after someone who stole a trade secret from you is the idea that there's IP after all. And I think there's a simple way to handle that, and it's simply that if you break into someone's house, then you're committing trespass. That is theft. That's a type of misuse of someone's property without their consent, which is what theft is. And then if they take a trade secret when they're there and expose it, then that just goes to the damages that they owe you. In other words, there's different types of damage that can flow from an act of crime or a trespass. So if they release a secret that hurts you financially, then that would just be taken into account in the damages of the crime, and the crime was trespass. And so a similar thing would apply, in my view, in the case of some kind of unauthorized remote computer entry. Even if you do it remotely, like the password case, although it was clouded by the issue of the father and the son and all that, if someone uses means against your consent to control your computer remotely, it's still a type of trespass in my view, which is why I think even spam can be considered to be a type of trespass.
Well, okay, if spam is a type of trespass, then what are the damages?
What about junk mail in your mailbox?
Yeah, I think that can be considered a type of trespass. There have been even some cases that have ruled on this, like the CompuServe and the Cubby case and things like this.
Would the damages be the amount of time you had to take to click the delete button on the spam? I mean, what are the damages there?
I think nowadays the damages are pretty minimal, to be honest, for that. But in the past, it was like the plaintiff would have been CompuServe or some large service that had, they slowed down their servers, or they lost business because of it, or they had to install more capacity. So there'd be a way to measure it on an individual basis. It would probably be pretty trivial. But if you hacked into someone's computer remotely and you stole a trade secret from it, then the damage would be, whatever damages flowed from that.
Which, of course, would be completely likely arbitrary, because how can you prove, the damages from a trade secret being released?
Well, how do you prove the damages to murder? I mean, if you're trying to figure out what someone's life is worth, it's arbitrary. So I'd say some people's lives are worth more than others.
True, but that's just a problem of damages in a free society anyway for any type of crime. I mean, it's no different in this case. So, but the point is, if you break into someone's computer, that is an act of theft. It's not theft of the trade secret. It's misuse of their property or use of their property without their consent. And then the damages would be, what damages flow to you because of that. Just like if you punch someone and they have a thin skull and you kill them, then it's murder. If you punch them and it just barely phases them, then the damages would be less. But the action is still aggression in both cases.
Makes sense.
Okay. And breaking into somebody's computer is really a form of aggression, if you think about it. That's how I would view it.
Well, yeah, I see where you're coming from. So it would really depend on the actions in each individual case. So, for instance, if you broke into someone's home and you admired their oriental rug that they had hanging on the wall and then went out the front door and you didn't damage anything, then there'd be very little that could be done about that. Beyond, whatever arbitrary amount, but it would be a larger arbitrary amount if you actually gone in and stolen the oriental rug off of the wall. And
I think that's correct, but I would say that if you break into someone's house, even if you just walk in and you stay there for 10 minutes and you leave, there's still some kind of damages, and they might not even be minimal. Just like take something more severe, like a case of rape. Let's say a woman is raped while she's asleep or knocked out, and she wakes up and she discovers she's been raped. And she knows what happened. But there's no physical damage. It's just the fact that it happened. Now, you wouldn't say the guy gets off the slap on the wrist because...
No, clearly. I mean, there's a certain violation of the sanctity of one's person in that case, or in the case of the breaking and entering, the sanctity of one's home.
Exactly.
So I agree with that.
And this is a different topic, but one way you could measure it, in my view, is just with a retaliation or an eye for an eye type of view. What did the guy do? He broke into your dwelling without your permission. So that means he's basically given you permission to do something similar back to him. He sort of agreed to that sort of rule. And you can use that idea to come up with a more objective measure of damages. Like, how much would he be willing to pay to bargain his way out of a similar type of offense or violation done back to him?
Interesting thoughts tonight, Stefan. I certainly appreciate it. Oh, I posted a comment over on your Mises article, the blog, about the controversy that bubbled up on the show last night. You actually misquoted the Shire Society Declaration in your text there, and that's what Mark and I were arguing about in the last segment. And maybe we want to rehash it real quick since you're on the phone.
Sure.
Your suggestion in your piece was that there's this Rand-inspired creationist view of property rights that implies that IP rights exist, that we carried over from the document that inspired the Shire Society Declaration. And the actual text from the Shire Society Declaration is as follows. First, each individual is the exclusive proprietor of his or her own existence and all products thereof, holding no obligations except those created by consent. Now, I think Mark made a decent case that one who believes in intellectual property could still probably sign something like that. But on the other hand, to me, that seems to be pretty explicitly anti-IP, because consent is required for an obligation in the first place.
Oh, I see. I'd have to look at it more closely. Was that second part about consent not in the original New Covenant of Neil Smith?
Yeah, there's some different wordplay going on there. And again, you can take a look at the detail over on your blog post.
It may be vague enough not to cause a problem. I just thought that it suggested that you own products of your life, which is sort of similar to the wording Galambos used. And it does imply a type of IP, but it doesn't.
I definitely see where the confusion came from. But it's like, you know, what do we do, right? These
right.
darn human documents, we can never get them right. And the Constitution, you know, they tried their best. And at this point, this one's done and it's signed, and most people are pretty happy with it. So
okay, good.
Thanks, Stefan. I appreciate
you
being on. Thanks as always for the thoughts and the expertise at 800-259-9231. Let's
Stefan Gonzalez seems like he's becoming a chronic caller here on Free Talk Live, huh?
Let's break up the IP discussion here briefly. Talk to Matthew in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Oh wow, I need a Red Bull after that conversation. I'm just teasing, guys. Good afternoon, by the way. I'm just calling because I live in San Jose, California, and on the front page of our newspaper, there are two cop stories which really ticked me off. The first one is about a guy who ran a red light, flees from the police through downtown San Jose. Thank God it was summertime because usually San Jose State's right there and there's a million people crossing the street. But the guy runs an intersection, and I just read the newspaper. What began as a California High Patrol pursuit over a red light violation ended in a two-car collision in downtown San Jose on Tuesday that injured five people and killed a 15-year-old girl. Mm. And it's just like, why? You know. And then right below that story, a man violently detained in a case of mistaken identity. The 23-year-old man, of course, he hires an attorney, but walking into his neighborhood convenience store, Henry Stevens Ambadador, sorry, butchering his name, hoped it would be his lucky day, and actually it is, because now he's going to sue the city and win. But instead of walking out with three cherries and $1,000, Armador was violently busted by San Jose police officers, who afterward, sergeantly reportedly unlocked the handcuffs and helped clean off the blood off his face and apologized. Turns out they busted the wrong guy. And so all wow. the guys, it's just like, this is my city, you know, and it really makes me want to sign up for the Free State Project.
You aren't signed up yet? FreeStateProject.org. Thank you for the call tonight. It's a surprise that the cops actually apologized to the guy. That rarely happens. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Probably not enough time for your calls. Our website is freetalklive.com. You can go there, unless you're already on the line, which you might be. But you can go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with our other listeners there and download archives, listen live, etc. It's all free for you, so enjoy all that. freetalklive.com. But there is a way that you can voluntarily support the show. You know, we're that new model of product where we put our product out, you download it free, you enjoy it free, and then if you like it, you can step up and support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And as of today, I think it has been announced now over our updates list, and now is being announced on the air, that I have repurposed the Free Talk Live amp program. Kind of been alluding to this over the last couple weeks a little bit. But basically, the Free Talk Live amp program started back in 2005 as an idea that was borrowed from another podcast. The guys over at Twit actually inspired Johnson, one of our former co-hosts, to come up with the idea. They were, I think, asking people for like $2 or something like that from their listeners. And he came to me and said, hey, this is a pretty good idea. We should use it. So we did. We borrowed his idea, and we created the amp program. We created different tiers, 3, 5, 10, 25. And you can also customize it to whatever number you want if you want to do something different than those tiers. So we created these different tiers, and we came up with some perks and some benefits the amplifiers would get. And over time, there was a few more added to the list. So now you can, as an amplifier, you receive the recorded commercial-free podcast. So you can get also the amp-only forum, also the amp-only call-in lines. So we've added some perks over the years. And over the years, we've also had these milestones we created where at each amount of amp dollars where, you know, you're giving $3 a month to the show, and so are a bunch of other people. That means we got at some point 500, 1,000, 2,000. We're now at around $3,800, $3,700 per month coming in from amp. And thank you so much to everybody that has contributed and is contributing and will contribute to the Free Talk Live amp program, because you are making it possible. You're the reason why we're on 80 radio stations today instead of 8. It's because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers, listeners like you stepping up and contributing $3 a month to the show. So we have these different tiers and these what we call milestones, where once we reached $750, we started releasing classic archives. Once we reached $2,000, we increased the quality of the archives. Once we hit $2,500, we released the webcam. $5,000 was the 24/7 streams. $7,500 was a satellite channel. And so what ended up happening was, well, we got to them all before we actually reached the milestone. So the total amount in the AMP program never actually ended up reaching most of those milestones. I just implemented whatever I could when I could. Whenever I had enough money personally or through AMP or whatever to just go ahead and do whatever it was we were going to do.
Those were goals of ours as much as anybody else's, and we wanted them to happen.
Right. We just set arbitrary amounts for, oh, we think this should happen then. Oh, well, it turns out that it happened thousands of dollars beforehand, and so we just went with it because, well, it makes us more competitive. If we offer more services and free stuff and features, then that just means that more people are more likely to enjoy our website, etc. So basically, we've run out of milestones. we've reached the milestones, with the exception of the very final $10,000 a month goal, which still exists. But all of the little interim milestones are done. So I posted over at Facebook today and on the updates list that we're repurposing the Free Talk Live AMP program. It's now the FTL LRN AMP program, the Free Talk Live and Liberty Radio Network AMP program. And I figure, well, we've already benefited significantly from the generosity of our listeners and the amplifying dollars that have come in. So let's start, you know, helping these other shows benefit. I mean, the purpose of creating the Liberty Radio Network in the first place was to help expose the people that listen to this show and people around the world to other liberty-oriented programs. Because I understand, I get it that Free Talk Live is just one of many, and that we are maybe not the most persuasive in some ways. Maybe we're very persuasive in others. Maybe we're good at communicating some things but not so good at communicating others. Maybe our style doesn't turn on everybody. Certainly I know that's the case. I know that we can't satisfy everyone with this program. But maybe between us and Stefan Molyneux or Mark Stevens or Ernie Hancock or these different people that we have over at LRN.FM, these different show hosts with different styles and techniques and communications methods, maybe they will be more successful, like Gardner Goldsmith, in bringing other people on board who normally might be turned off by Free Talk Live or, would get tired of Free Talk Live or whatever. That way more people could find the message of liberty. That was my intention. And so now with the Free Talk Live AMP dollars, we've launched our satellite channel, which we were going to do at $7,500, and we never even came close to that. That's now it's already on the air, so that benefits all of the people that are on the Liberty Radio Network because they're getting out there to more listeners. And so similarly, I figured we'd just add in the Liberty Radio Network to the AMP program. So now your $3 a month is going to benefit not just Free Talk Live, but it'll also help get all those other great shows that are on LRN into other people's ears. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, get access to the perks. They're still the same great perks. And over at Facebook, you can suggest other possible milestones, because I'm out of ideas. I mean, I got the satellite channel. We've got the webcam. We got all kinds of archives. The archives are going back to 2006. I mean, I'm out of ideas. I don't have anything else. So you can share your
archives
ideas.
Archives back
with
to 2002.
Yeah, that's possible. Well, it's possible, Mark, but would be fairly pricey. Because one of the nice things about the archive situation is the folks over at Libsyn, which is our host for the archives, they archive stuff forever. So we pay them for it's a really great deal that they've got over there. We pay them monthly to archive 1,500 megs of stuff. So it's theoretically possible that we could cross that line at some point and then have to go up into their higher tiers. But once you pass the 30-day mark, whatever's at that day 31 gets put into their archive system permanently. So it's not like you just have 1,500 megs at any time. You just get 1,500 megs per month that you can add in to their system just constantly, day after day. It's just going
the shoveling
in.
There.
So really there's no limit to how far back it can go, except apparently there is. Like somewhere in 2006, I haven't really figured out when it ends. Like I thought it was in April, but now it's in November. So I'm not sure how far back those archives go. They supposedly go back for as long as you've been uploading stuff to their servers. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know it goes back a ways. Beyond that, Mark, it would require us to begin uploading all of the stuff prior to 2006 to some sort of server, pay extra for the space.
Well,
certainly
could,
as possible.
You could upload them to Libsyn. Really, you could upload them to Libsyn and then archive them in a as long as you don't go over the 15 megs.
Yeah.
You could do them
We're pretty much right at our limit right now. Like just doing the occasional extra show, the occasional extended edition is at risk of putting us over our limit right now.
Okay.
So that's a possibility, though. I mean, with enough money, we could do something like that. I just don't know if that's where we should be spending our AMP dollars, because three flipping years of archives is a lot of content. I mean, it's hard enough to listen to 21 hours of brand new shows every single week with 3 hours, seven night a week shows, but to go back into those archives, pretty difficult. Plus, you know, I'm just not the same person I was back then, so not really me anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
Like, even back to 2006, I'm not the same guy. So we continue.
None of us are.
Yeah, exactly. So we go to your calls here and talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
As much as I'm struggling to survive in this economy, I'm gonna sign up to be an amplifier. It's just, you guys are doing such a great thing. I'm gonna sign up tonight.
Thank you so much. What else
was
on your
mind? No problem. I love the show. I'm totally hooked. I listen every night.
I'm very glad about that. So what else?
I was listening to your show last night, and I heard you made a comment about how you guys are always popping off fireworks and whatnot, and I believe the guy wanted to walk the other person's dog. It came up in that story. And that made me think about a question that I always struggle with on property rights, and I kind of wanted to get your opinion on it.
All right, go.
And I know, Ian, I know you're from Florida, and I'm in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're familiar with these kind of neo-traditional communities that are, you know, prevalent everywhere in Florida.
Like the gated community
where they cram everybody together, and they kind of put some commercial properties in there.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to ask you to bang that question out, because I'm sorry I blathered on too long about the AMP program.
Okay.
So my question is
that in these communities where the sidewalks are really close to the homes, and mm-hmm. and there's literally only two feet of property in front of the house from the sidewalk, my question is, there was a case a couple of years back where a man went downstairs to get his coffee, and he went downstairs naked.
Mm.
And there was a woman walking her children on the sidewalk across, walking in front, and the children saw the naked man. She called the police. One thing led to another. They arrested him for indecent exposure.
That was in
so
South
my question
Carolina
to you, which relates
exonerated.
To the fireworks, is where does one person's property rights kind of end? I mean, don't you have the right to go downstairs in the nude if you want in your own home?
But then again, don't you have
some sort of expectation to not see something like that
No, you don't. I think that if you're in a private, deed-restricted neighborhood and there's a rule against nudity in your front yard, then no, you don't have the right because you've agreed to not. But if I'm in my front yard, I should be able to walk out, get the newspaper completely naked, sunbathe naked, whatever I want to, because I don't have an agreement with the neighbors. We can get into detail on that tomorrow night if you'd like, and I thank you for the call and the thoughts, and thanks in advance for amplifying the program.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole sunbathing nude in
if
your
you
front yard.
Protect your
if
kids,
you put up a privacy fence in your backyard, I'm with you. But a front yard nude sunbathing? No.
I was out getting my nail in my boxers the other day.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.